How was a stone boat wagon made? Can you remember?
Yeah. They'd fasten planks under the X, you know, and always be that high from the ground, that's all.
Just a few inches high from the ground?
Huh?
Just about a foot off the ground?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About a foot, mm-hmm. I would think.
Did your father make any of his other wagons or things like that?
No. Mm-hmm. My father was much of a hand to make anything. Mm-hmm. He could make axe handles.
How would he make the axe handles?
With an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Shade of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You see them.
Mm-hmm. What wood would he use?
He would ash, mostly ash.
Mm-hmm. Did he grow much hay?
Yes. He grew a lot of hay.
Mm-hmm. How would he harvest it? Would he cut it down himself?
Oh yeah, he had a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mowing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it down with the horses.
Was that mowing machine his or a neighborhood mowing machine?
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Did they have hay cutting bees?
Huh?
Did they have hay cutting bees, you know? Men would go from house to house and cut the other man's hay.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that much. Anybody was late, they'd chip in, don't help.
I see.
Others would come too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Clean them up.
Mm-hmm. Did they have gatherings to move stones off a man's land?
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Was the land very stony down there?
Well, in places, you know,
mm-hmm.
In places, pretty stony.
Mm-hmm. Did your father raise sheep?
No. He never raised sheep in his life.
Uh-huh. Chickens?
Huh?
Chickens?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We kept a lot of chickens.
In Trout River?
Huh?
Did you have chickens when you lived in Trout River?
No. No, couldn't keep nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't keep a thing there. Only a pig to eat the slop from the house and others who gathered around to feed our pig.
You did keep one cow in Trout River, though, didn't
huh?
you? You did have one cow in Trout
one
River.
One
cow. One cow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did your father farm it in Trout River at all?
No.
Uh-huh.
He worked out.
Mm-hmm. Did he use his 25 acres to grow anything? To grow his, grow any feed?
Not too much. He had a garden, a little piece, filled up to plant potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Little sweet corn, like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said he grew wheat.
Huh?
You said he grew wheat to take to the miller?
Yeah.
To the grist mill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was on your 25 acres at Trout River?
No.
No?
That's before we went on these 25 acres.
Uh-huh. While you were on the 25 acres, you didn't grow very much?
No.
No.
No, we didn't.
Was it easier to buy it?
Huh?
Was it easier to buy it?
Well, you could either buy it or go without.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to go without very much?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
What things? What things would you have to go without?
Always had. I don't always went without very much. I don't remember.
What was your second job you had?
Huh?
What was your second job you had? What jobs did you have in this country before you left home?
Well, I worked by the day, helped to saw wood piles, in the fall, dig potatoes, cut corn, like that. Whatever we find to do.
What age did you go to school?
Huh?
What age did you go to school?
I didn't go to school very much. It took me all my time to help my father to earn when I could earn, to feed the rest.
Were you the oldest?
I was the oldest boy. And I had a sister. I had a sister a year older than me. A year? 2 years. She was 2 years old when I come to this country.
Did you go to school in this country at all?
Not too much. I ain't get no education.
They didn't make people go in those days.
Huh?
They had no rules about it in those days.
Yes.
Very few.
They did, but I broke them.
Oh.
I had to. Yeah.
How much would they pay those days for, you know?
25 cents. I've worked for 25 cents an hour. I mean a day.
A day.
And I worked for 50 cents a day. And after a while, I got so I could get a dollar a day. And I did that, you know. So I worked up.
Did you have to be a better worker to get a dollar a day than a quarter?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Yeah.
You had to be up there.
What did you work at when you got a quarter a day, let's say?
Well, I'd put wood in the shed, and I'd split some for people, throw it in the shed, pile it up for them, you know. When you're poor, you get to do the best you can.
Everybody had to work those days.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You bet. People work really as wasn't able to work.
Did cripples work?
Huh?
Did people who were crippled work?
Some of them.
Did people in their 80s have to go out and work?
Huh?
Did people in their 80s have to go out and work? Very old people.
Oh, yeah. They had to go out and work just as long as you could move. That's
How many hours a day would they work you for 25 cents?
Ten.
For 25 cents?
Huh?
And they'd give you 25 cents for 10 hours?
Yeah.
About how old were you when you started making a dollar a day?
I don't remember. I must have been. I must have been 13, 14 years old. I know I had to learn to work damn young.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone use oxen in those days?
Huh?
Did anyone use oxen in those days to plow
their
fields?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people had oxen. They'd use them instead of horses.
Mm-hmm. Did your father?
Yeah, my father had yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm. What did he name them?
Huh?
What did he name them? What were their names?
Oh, Jack and Jill and Jim, like that.
Mm-hmm. Were oxen easy to work with?
Huh?
Were oxen easy to work with?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they're all right.
Mm-hmm. How were they easier than a horse?
Well, I don't know if they were any easier. They got around as you told them. Jean, hard. Yeah, they got around like that. I had to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Were any of the people you ever worked for mean to you?
Well, some of them, they had to.
In Trout River?
Yeah, and you didn't, and you couldn't revenge, you know. You had to take it.
Mm-hmm. What would they do?
Oh, they'd call you down, call you little snot, some kind of them, dirty name.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't leave and go home because my father give me a licking and take me back.
Mm-hmm. Was your father a hard man?
Huh?
Was your father a hard man?
Yes, he was. He was strict, the old man was.
Mm-hmm. Did he hit you very often?
Huh?
Would he hit you very often?
No, not really.
What was the longest job you held before you got married?
Huh?
What was the longest job you had before you got married? You know, the job you kept the longest.
I worked for a farmer. I done everything he asked me. Whatever there is to do on a farm, first one thing and then another.
Mm-hmm. How many cows did he have?
Huh?
How many cows did he have?
Who?
The farmer you worked for.
Oh, some of them kept 50, 60, and some of them just 20, 25, 30, mm-hmm. like that.
This was when you were very young?
Huh?
This was when you were very young?
Yeah.
Those were quite big farms.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of this man you worked for a long time?
Willie Stephen.
Didn't your father work for him?
Yeah, my father worked for him.
Did you work for him too?
Yeah, I worked for him.
Mm-hmm. Did you work for him while you lived in Trout River?
No. No. After we lived in Trout River, I worked up this way. Yep.
Who'd you work for up this way?
I worked for a lot of different ones. Quite a few.
Can you remember any names?
Huh?
Can you remember any of their names that you worked for in Trout River and towards Constable?
Oh, yeah. I worked for Tom Solon, that is in Trout River. Tom Solon. And on this side, Gus Martin.
Gus Martin.
And then I worked for Phil Connors, and then I worked for John Connors. Like that. I wasn't much of a hand to shift places.
Mm. Who had the biggest farm, Gus Martin or John Connors or the other Connors?
The biggest farm was Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Gus Martin.
How many cows did he have?
Thirty-five, 40, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to work for him?
No. Pretty good fellow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You live in his house?
Eh?
Did you live in his house?
Well, I was single. I lived with him.
Mm-hmm. What was his house like?
Eh?
What was his house like?
Frame house.
How long did you work for him?
Oh, I worked for him different times. I worked for him, I think three different songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you work in the field?
Eh?
Did you work in the field?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he plant any of his crops by hand?
Yes. He planted corn by hand.
Mm-hmm. With a hand planter?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would he plant hay?
With a drill.
Mm-hmm.
And drill.
About how old were you when you worked with him?
Oh, I was about 12 years old, I think. I think I was about that.
Mm-hmm.
So long ago, you know. I don't remember at all.
Did most of the farmers around there paint their barns at that time?
Yeah, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Did they paint their houses?
Yeah. Some of them did, some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm. What did they do for amusement, for entertainment?
I don't know if they've done much of anything.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to while you lived in Trout River?
What they call the Moody Church. That's in St. Agnes. And Trout River, that church is there yet. I went.
The one you went to in St. Agnes was called the Moody Church?
Yeah.
Why was it called that?
I don't know.
It was Catholic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. It was a Catholic church you went to in Trout River?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to any other.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone in Trout River make maple syrup?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did your father?
Yeah.
How would he do that?
Tap the trees and let them run.
Mm-hmm.
And then gather the sap.
What were the buckets like? that he used?
Oh, tin bucket. I can remember years and years ago when they didn't have any bucket. They'd take a block of wood and split it and then dig out in the center. Dig it out, let the sap run in there.
Mm-hmm.
That for a long while.
Mm-hmm. How many trees would your father tap?
Oh, I think one year he tapped 550, I think.
Huh.
That's all he had buckets for.
550?
Yeah.
Where'd he keep all his buckets?
Keep it in the shed.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a sugar house?
Yeah. He shed the purpose.
Was all the boiling down done in the sugar house?
Huh?
Was all the boiling down done in the sugar house?
Oh, yes.
Was any of it ever done in the house?
Yeah. How did she call that? Yeah, she'd have to put down the stove. I don't know, boil it down some more to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Did you use more maple sugar than you used white sugar?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had all the maple sugar we wanted.
Mm-hmm. Did you make maple sugar candy?
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah, I know she did.
Mm-hmm. When did you start going out with girls?
I was about 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go in those days?
Huh?
Where would you go in those days if you took her out at night?
Oh, take a walk. Walk.
Would you go to somebody's house?
Not very often.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep her by myself.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you got married?
I was 18.
Mm-hmm. What were you working at that time?
I was working for a farmer by the name of Woodbury Winters.
Woodbury Winters?
Yeah.
Where'd he live?
He lived halfway from Trotter, from Constable to Mahone, about middle way.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for him 5 years.
Uh-huh. Of all the farmers you worked for, which was the best farmer in the early days, you know, before you were married?
I think Woodbury Winters was the best farmer I ever worked.
Mm-hmm. What did he do that was better than the rest?
Well, he had a different way to order you. And I don't know, he was pretty good.
How many cows did he have?
around 30, mm-hmm. 35.
Did he have a silo?
Yes.
He had a silo?
Yeah.
Built on the outside of the barn?
Yeah. I was boss there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. How many men did you have working under you?
Three, sometimes four.
Mm-hmm. What was his silo like?
Oh, just a wooden silo, built up high. Safe silo.
A what?
Stave.
Stave?
Yeah.
What's a stave silo?
A stave silo is a plank, is a plank with some taken out at the center of it to round it up, so to round it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was a silo sort of like a big barrel?
Yeah.
Was there any metal or iron to hold the silo together?
No. Yeah, there was rods went clean around.
Uh-huh. Was he the only man around to have a silo?
Huh?
Was he the only man around to have a silo?
Oh, no. And most of the people that raised hops had a silo and raised corn.
Mm-hmm. He raised hops?
He raised hops and raised corn.
This wasn't a hop kill, was it, you were describing?
Huh?
This stave silo wasn't a hop kill, was it?
Oh, no.
No.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
It was a building by itself.
What was?
The silo.
Oh. How far was it from the barn?
Oh, right near the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Right near the barn.
How many people raised hops in the area?
Oh, God. I would think it'd be about three quarters of people who raised hops.
Hmm. How many acres would they raise apiece?
Oh, it depends. Woodbury was it had about 150 acres of hops. And some of them down to 5-6 acres.
Mm-hmm. He must have had a lot of people there at picking time.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Would he have any Indians there?
Yeah. Yeah, the Indians come and pick.
How would he grow his hops?
Huh?
How would he grow his hops?
Dry them?
Grow them.
We didn't do them.
What? How would he grow them, though? Would he put two poles in a hill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two poles in a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then tie the vines around them, climb up.
Mm-hmm.
And let them mature like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut them down, put them over a box, and pick them.
Was there anything he would put on them in the summer to prevent fungus?
No. No.
Did they have fungus or disease very often, hops?
Huh?
Did hops get fungus or disease very often? How many boxes would come off his acres? How many boxes of hops?
Oh, God, that would be hard to tell. Maybe, I think, maybe 50, 60 boxes.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a hop press?
Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
And a place to dry him.
What was the kill like?
A kill was just like a common building, you know. like a barn, and they put it overhead, then they make a fire to draw. They make a fire down below and go up and dry them up above.
Mm-hmm. What'd they make the fire out of? What'd they make the fire out of? Wood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would they spread the hops on when they were drying them?
They spread them on canvas. The slats of wood would be about that far apart, and then cover that with I don't know what they call how to call that lumber wood, and then put the hops on that and then level them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fire would be on it, go up and dry them.
How would they harvest beans?
Huh?
How would they harvest beans from the garden? Would they flail?
Oh, just pick them and just pick them by bunches and turn them bottom side up, let the roots be above, and they dry like that.
Were a lot of vegetables dried?